We welcome into the program a filmmaker and paranormal expert who tells a harrowing story coming up this weekend, Sunday, on the Travel Channel, Discovery Plus, Shock Docs, Michigan Hell House. We are joined by Steve Shippey. Steve, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
This is quite an incredible and fascinating story, and one that you were well acquainted with because you grew up near Saginaw, Michigan, and this happened basically the next town over.
Just next town over in a farming community of Merrill, Michigan.
And the Pomeraning family put up with, more than just your garden variety strange noises or interesting sightings, loud knocking, eventually explosions and fires and things that are just, beyond imagining for most people.
Yeah, I mean, literally the Hell House is basically the perfect name, sadly, for this location.
Why is it that this story really was not known by people outside the area for nearly 50 years?
Well, the reason for that is actually there was so much law enforcement involved in this case because for the longest time, the family truly felt that it was persons targeting them, harassing them, stalking them. And the police, you know, they felt the same way because they were seeing the results of the damage and actually being there at times and would hear the pounding, and they would run out or they would set up a stakeout and they would hear the pounding but never could see anybody or catch them. And even to a point where they thought at one, you know, maybe they were using electronics. They covered basically every gamut of thought of how somebody could be doing this to them. Before long, it got to the point where things began to levitate in front of people, and they realized that this was definitely not anything human, that this was something indeed supernatural.
There were neighbors that certainly had some interesting practices. As a young man, Dwayne Pomeraning nearly died after being in the neighbor's home for a bizarre experience that included cutting his hair. And later on in the broadcast, we learn what that was meant to be.
Yes. For the longest time, there's been quite a debate about what was causing the paranormal activity. After a year when the police were basically at their wit's end and they had done everything in their power to try to investigate this, when they finally threw up their hands and had to agree that it was supernatural, they had reached out, this being the state police, they reached out to a team out of Duke University, Cyclical Research Center, and these parapsychologists came out to study the phenomenon, and they deemed it to be a poltergeist haunting. However, the family and the townsfolk, they completely disagreed, and they believed it was the work of witchcraft coming from a neighbor that had a grievance with this family.
So much went on before they got to that point. Family took polygraph tests. They all passed those. What I think really I was most drawn to was, as you mentioned, the fact that law enforcement really couldn't come up with any other explanation. When there were fires in the home, the fire marshal said it was humanly impossible for those fires to have occurred. And then to see in a state police report that this was paranormal activity, that's not the kind of thing you expect to see in official government documents.
No, not by any stretch of the imagination. The lengths that these different agencies went through to try to come up with a rational explanation for what was happening is just unprecedented. So for them to come to that conclusion after all of that, there truly was no other answer.
So we're talking with Steve Shippey here on Downtown. You and Cindy Kaza, a psychic medium, did your investigation. Can you talk a little bit about what you did to learn what you found out?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we took a very deep dive into interviewing the remaining members of the Pomeraning family, Dwayne and Terry. Of course, we found some new eyewitnesses actually from that era, located more documents. And the one thing to me that was just amazing is we were able to obtain the analog reel-to-reel recordings and set recordings that the parapsychologists had taken while they were out at the old farmhouse in 74, 75, during that time frame. And it's amazing to me because after being so acquainted with these reports, hearing these reports come to life, because they would just let these run 24/7. So even when the fires were happening, we can actually hear the moment where the family would discover the fire, the panic, every word that they said. We could hear things being thrown around. You could hear those concussion-type blasts that they were describing. It's surreal.
Yeah, and for anybody who might be skeptical, boy, to see the reaction on the faces of Terry and Dwayne when they were listening to those tapes, I mean, it was clear what a profound impact that had and continues to have on their lives.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I would say to anybody that is skeptical, I mean, first of all, you know, that's the, you know, the beauty of this world is having your, you know, your belief in whatever you want to believe in. And I support that either way. However, you know, one would have to wonder, what would it take to have that many different law enforcement agencies to spend those kind of resources for that length of time if they weren't indeed out there and witnessing what was happening?
You also brought in a woman of many talents, a witch, and an expert on the subject. Was it Miss Aida who you brought in?
Yes, Miss Aida.
And she had some interesting information that she was able to ascertain about what had gone on with these neighbors back in the 1970s.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she was able to shed so much light on what this neighbor might have been up to, why this neighbor was doing things that she was witnessed doing by others in the community, what certain things meant, what the outcome would be, and then, you know, and what we could do about it.
And, boy, some of the things that we see during the course of this investigation, some of what you were able to record, was it EVPs, electronic voice recordings, and those are just chilling.
Yes, yeah, especially, you know, the one I'm sure we're probably both talking about, the same one, taken on the side of the house there, that you're all going to die.
Yeah, and you know, clearly recognizable and disturbing voices. And, well, you can't imagine what it had to be like for the people who were there in the Pomeranian family, and especially as kids, to go through all of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as kids going through all that, and you're talking about 1974, you know, a farming family, church going, never had an issue, never had an enemy in their life, and then for this evil to attack them.
Well, and to have the Pomeranian boys, and then also to be able to talk with some of the other neighbors who were around, who had, I think one of the neighbors talking about how they could hear the knocking coming from inside the house from their house next door.
Oh, yeah, yes. Doug and Vicki Buckley, yeah, they lived right next door. I mean, they were right there, you know, hearing the pounding and sadly, you know, watching their friends, their neighbor being taken down by this every day, looking out the window and seeing police cars night after night and just thinking, God, what's happening again? You know, what's happening over there?
So after, and I don't want to give away too much, but Miss Aida took some action to hopefully, let's just say, close some things that might have been open there. The people that currently live in the house, have they now stopped experiencing some of what they were seeing and hearing?
You know, we're still in talks with them, and we're, you know, wanting to make sure 100% that that's the case. I mean, so far, so good. But, you know, if I know anything about that location and in the last 8 years of researching and investigating it, I wouldn't be surprised if somehow, some way, somewhere it surfaces.
Well, it's a fascinating story, all chronicled in a terrific program that's coming up on Sunday on Travel Channel. Will be available on Discovery Plus as well. Shock Docs, Michigan Hell House. If you think you've seen paranormal investigations before, you have never seen anything like this. Steve, thank you so much for the work you've done and for visiting with us this afternoon.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Steve Shippey with us here on Downtown.